Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am VC Pramod with the Midday News. The headlines. All arrangements put in place for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 96 parliamentary seats spread over 9 states and 1 union territory to go to polls in this phase. Andhra Pradesh to hold simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in single phase tomorrow. Voting to also take place tomorrow for 28 Assembly seats in Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government has focused on empowering the poor and creating opportunities for them to thrive during the last 10 years. Security forces unearthed terrorist hideout in Riyasi district of Jammu and Kashmir. Huge cache of arms and ammunition recovered. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings to take on Rajasthan Royals, while Royal Challengers Bengaluru to clash with Delhi Capitals today. All arrangements have been made for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 96 constituencies spread over 9 states and 1 union territory will go to polls in this phase. These include 25 seats in Andhra Pradesh, 17 in Telangana, 13 in Uttar Pradesh, 11 in Maharashtra, 8 seats each in Madhya Pradesh and West Bengal, 5 seats in Bihar, 4 seats each in Jharkhand and Odisha, and 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir. A total of 1,717 candidates are in the fray for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. We spoke to Chief Electoral Officer of Bihar, H.R. Srinivas, about poll arrangements in the state.
कल पांच पार्लियामेंट्री कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसीज का मतदान है, पूरा तैयारी हो चुका है, हम लोग का सुरक्षा का पुख्ता इंतजाम है। हम लोग मतदान केंद्र में जो अश्योर्ड मिनिमम फैसिलिटी है, पीने का पानी, टाइम ट्रायलिंग, टॉयलेट, फर्नीचर, ये सब का व्यवस्था की गई है। गर्मी से बचाव के लिए भी पर्याप्त चाय का व्यवस्था की गई है। पैरामेडिकल स्टाफ भी रहेगा। अधिकतर मतदान पार्टियों का रवाना हो चुकी है।
Andhra Pradesh will hold simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections tomorrow in a single phase. Voting will take place for all 175 Assembly constituencies and 25 Lok Sabha seats of the state. As many as 454 candidates are in the fray for Lok Sabha and 2,387 for Assembly polls. Over 4 crore voters are eligible to cast their ballots. Voting for 28 Assembly seats in Odisha along with 4 Lok Sabha constituencies will also be held in Odisha tomorrow. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Of the 147 Odisha Assembly seats, 28 Assembly seats in the first phase are going to poll tomorrow. In this phase, 62,87,000 voters will decide their representative. Among the Assembly segments, Dharamgarh constituency in Kalahandi district had the highest number of about 2,62,000 voters. In contrast, the Lakhimpur seat in the Koraput district had the lowest, with around 1,74,000 voters. The highest number of 17 candidates are trying their luck from the Barampur Assembly constituency in the Ganjam district, while the lowest 3 candidates each are in the fray for Jharigaon, Nawarampur and Dabugaon constituency, with S.N. Patnaik, Tapan Kumar Maharana, Akashvani Katak.
4 Lok Sabha constituencies of Jharkhand will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
Voting in Palamu, Khunti, Singhbhum and Lohardaga Lok Sabha constituencies will take place tomorrow. Khunti, Singhbhum and Lohardaga are reserved seat for scheduled tribes, while Palamu is reserved seat for scheduled caste. There are a total of more than 64,58,000 electors in these Lok Sabha constituencies. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, K. Ravi Kumar, told that all preparations for the elections have been completed. Mock drill will start from 5:30 a.m. tomorrow, after which voting will start from 7 a.m. Interstate borders have been sealed and security arrangements have been tightened in view of the elections. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashvani News, Hazaribagh.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that his government will not give reservation on the basis of religion. Addressing a rally in Barakpur in support of the party's Lok Sabha constituency, Mr. Modi said that Congress is thinking about taking away reservation for SC, ST and OBCs and give reservation on the basis of religion.
Jab tak Modi hai, dharma ke aadhar par आरक्षण नहीं दिया जाएगा। एससी, एसटी, ओबीसी का आरक्षण कोई खत्म नहीं कर पाएगा।
Criticizing Trinamool Congress, Mr. Modi said once Barakpur area was the hub of jute, cotton, paper and engineering works, and it was a vibrant industrial area. Today, most of the mills are shut down and the mill workers and their families are living a miserable life. Trinamool Congress is not bothered about this. He said to support jute farmers, BJP government has made the packaging of sugar and cereals in jute bags mandatory. But the TMC government is not supporting the initiative and the jute farmers and jute mills are in a bad condition now in the state. Prime Minister said his government will make Eastern India the growth engine of Vikasit Bharat. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders and star campaigners of different political parties are going to campaign today. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address a rally in Rai Bareli. Mr. Shah will also address a rally in Pratapgarh district today. Senior BJP leader and UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will campaign in Sitapur, Bahraich and Amethi district. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will jointly address a rally in favour of IIndia Alliance candidate in Barabanki. Akhilesh Yadav will later campaign in Mohanlal Ganj constituency, which falls in Lucknow district. Congress election in charge of Uttar Pradesh, Avinash Pandey, will hold party functionaries meeting in Faizabad and Ambedkar Nagar districts. Senior Congress leader and former Chief Minister of Chhattisgarh, Bhupesh Baghel, will campaign for Rahul Gandhi in the Rai Bareli constituency. In our series of key constituencies in Lok Sabha polls, today we bring you a report on Saran parliamentary seat in Bihar.
The Saran parliamentary constituency in Bihar is witnessing the clash of two political bigwigs again in 2024. BJP nominee and former Union Minister Rajiv Pratap Rudi is again locking horns with his arch-rival political family of Lalu Prasad, which hates the RJD. Mr. Rudi, who defeated former Chief Minister Rabri Devi in 2014 in a close contest, and former Minister Chandrika Rai from the RJD in 2019 with a big margin, is seeking his third victory from this prestigious seat. This time, Rohini Acharya, a political debutant from Lalu Prasad family, is his political opponent in elections. Saran seat, which came into existence in 2008 after the change of nomenclature of earlier Chhapra Lok Sabha seat, comprises six assembly segments. In the political equation of assembly segments, Madhaura, Garkha, Parsa and Sonpur are held by RJD. On the other hand, Chhapra and Amnaur seat are held by BJP. Mr. Rudi is enumerating works of development, all his initiatives to bring big ticket investment in Saran region under Modi government. On the other hand, Rohini Acharya is attempting to gain electoral advantage of the legacy of works done by her father Lalu Prasad. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the last 10 years, his government has focused on empowering the poor and creating opportunities for them to thrive. In an interview to an English daily, Mr. Modi said, India has shown the world that true progress is about empowering every citizen and giving them the tools they need to succeed. He said in the last 10 years, 25 crore people have come out of poverty. Mr. Modi said India's unemployment rate is the lowest in the world. He added that crores of people have used the benefits of Mudra loans to start their business for the first time. He said his government kept the average inflation at its lowest in one decade. Mr. Modi said today his government has built a strong economy that will serve as the base for India's next 25 years. In another interview to a newspaper, Prime Minister highlighted that his government has embarked on a dual mission to empower the poor by fulfilling their basic needs and revitalizing the economy of the country through comprehensive reforms. He also emphasized that the country's rising importance in the post-COVID world has instilled a newfound confidence in people that this is India's time. Mr. Modi said that after getting a clear majority in this election, his government will make efforts to achieve the Vikasit Bharat goal. He said BJP has already prepared a plan for the next 5 years and action items for the first 100 days of the new government. He said his government will work 24/7 for 2047 and devote every moment of time to ensure that the people of the country are able to fulfill their aspirations. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have unearthed a terrorist hideout in a forest area in Riyasi district and recovered huge cache of arms and ammunition. The hideout was unearthed by the joint troops of the Rashtriya Rifles and police during search and cordon operation in Kot Budhan Forest in Mahore area this morning. The forces also recovered 1 kilogram explosive powder and 7 explosive safety fuses, among others. The operation was still continuing when reports last came in. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has successfully tested the new liquid rocket engine manufactured through additive manufacturing technology. The test was successfully carried out at ISRO Propulsion Complex in Mahindragiri in Tamil Nadu. This new redesigned PS4 engine has brought down the number of parts from 14 to a single piece and eliminated 19 weld joints. This will significantly save on the raw material usage per engine, reduce metal powder from 565 kilograms to 13.7 kilograms, and reduce the production time by 60%. The portals of the famous Badrinath Shrine, located in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand, opened for pilgrims this morning in accordance with Vedic rituals and tradition. Devotees in large numbers were present on the occasion. With the opening of the gates of Badrinath Shrine, all 4 dhams of Uttarakhand are now open for devotees. Earlier, the gates of Kedarnath, Yamunotri and Gangotri shrines were opened on Friday. India Meteorological Department says isolated heavy rainfall is likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Karnataka over the next 2 to 3 days. IMD has forecast thunderstorm, lightning and squally winds over Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and most parts of India, including southern and northeastern region, for the next 2 to 3 days. Thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds are very likely over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand over the next 2 days. Several parts of Odisha are experiencing rain due to nor'wester since yesterday. The capital city of Bhubaneswar and adjoining areas including Kotak experienced heavy rain accompanied by lightning and gusty winds late last night. Met Department said Bhubaneswar received 76.8 millimeters of rainfall last night, the highest amount in the city this year, followed by Paradeep, which received 51.4 millimeters. Met Office has warned about thunderstorm activities, which will continue till Wednesday. Today, it issued a yellow warning for severe rainfall, thunderstorm and lightning activities in Mayurbhanj, Balasore, Bhadrak and Jajpur districts. In IPL cricket, 2 matches will be played today. In the first match, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Rajasthan Royals at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. The second match will be played between Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Delhi Capitals at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Mumbai Indians by 18 runs in Kolkata. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. All arrangements put in place for fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 96 parliamentary seats spread over 9 states and 1 union territory to go to polls in this phase. Andhra Pradesh to hold simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly elections in single phase tomorrow. Voting to also take place tomorrow for 28 Assembly seats in Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government has focused on empowering the poor and creating opportunities for them to thrive during the last 10 years. Security forces unearthed terrorist hideout in Riyasi district of Jammu and Kashmir huge cache of arms and ammunition recovered. And in IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings to take on Rajasthan Royals, while Rollin Challengers Bengaluru to clash with Delhi Capitals today. And with that, we end the midday news.